worshipped the Supreme Lord. Therefore it is says, Bhagavan Atmanatmanam Ije, the Lord worshipped himself by himself. This does not, of course, justify the Mayavada philosophy by which one thinks himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Jiva, the living entity, is always different from the Supreme Lord. The living entities, Vibhinamsha, never become one with the Lord, although Mayavadis sometimes imitate the Lord's worship of himself. Lord Krishna meditated upon himself every morning as a grihastha, and similarly Lord Ramachandra performed yagyas to satisfy himself. But this does not mean that an ordinary living being should imitate the Lord by accepting the process of ahangraha upasana. Such unauthorized worship is not recommended herein. And like always, it's good to understand the principles. What should we understand from this? Because otherwise we might get confused, like Srila Prabhupada gives the example in the purport. So the first the idea, why does Krishna appear in this world? So he says in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadunam Vinashaya Chadushkritam Dharma Samstapanartaya Sambhavami Yugya Yugya. So one of the reasons is to re-establish Dharma, to show people of the of this material world what they need to do. And one simple way to re-establish this Dharma is to practice it himself. So Krishna, when he comes in this in his different incarnations, he practices Dharma. It's not so much because he needs to practice Dharma, but to give an example. And he says also in Bhagavad Gita that whatever action a great man performs, people naturally will follow. So that's why Lord Ramachandra, he comes as a leader, as a king, as a pious king. And he gives an example which other people should follow. So we'll just try to pick some things we can learn from this verse from Lord Ramachandra. First thing which is interested in the Srila Prabhupada does not elaborate in the purport is that Lord Ramachandra accepts a spiritual master. It's very, very interesting. You have Lord Ramachandra who is the Supreme Lord. And when he comes to this material world, he accepts spiritual master. You have Lord Chaitanya accepting a spiritual master. You have Krishna accepting a spiritual master. We'll go there. So there's a first. This was traditional. And Lord Ramachandra gives us the hint that not so much that he should accept a spiritual master, but that we should accept a spiritual master. We should accept guidance. So they have Vishvamrita Muni, somehow a family priest. And there's this first episode when Vishvamitra Muni comes to King Dasharath and ask for, Vishvamrita Muni was doing some yagyas, and there was these demons who are disturbing always the yagya. And then Vishvamrita Muni, he could have killed the demon, because usually these brahmanas they had powers. Like you have the example of King Vena. When King Vena, he was a really bad king, and his idea was that I'm maintaining the brahmanas and they should worship me. Why do they worship Krishna? They should worship me because I'm giving them food. So the brahmanas tried a few times to explain him that maybe it's not like that. And eventually they just snapped their fingers. King Vena was dead. So brahmanas had this kind of powers. They could kill kshatriya for like this. That's not not a problem. But Vishwamrita Muni was doing these sacrifices and he couldn't do it. It was against the rules of the sacrifice. He could kill this demon, but so he went to King Dasharatha and asked for Rama and Lakshmana to kill this demon. And they were quite young, and so King Dasharatha was like really afraid. Was like, "Oh, come on, you want my son? So they are so young. How can they fight with this crazy demon? That's too powerful. I will come myself and I will kill this demon. No problem. No, no, I want your sons." So, apparently King Dasharatha was not aware that Rama is the supreme. Anyway, that's part of the lila, you know. Like parents of Krishna usually are not afraid, not aware that he is God, and they have this idea that they have to protect him. So eventually, King Dasharatha had to agree with the request from the Muni. Because why? Because the Kshatriyas are always under the instruction of the Brahmanas. That's always it will always works like this. And traditionally, if a Brahmana comes to a Kshatriya and says you have to do this, they do it. No questions asked. So similarly, King Dasharatha, when this Muni said, "Okay, we have to do it. We have to do it. You want Rama and Lakshmana? Okay, you can do it." And you have also example of Lord Nityananda, who is there's this story that one sadhu came to his father, and he was very happy. His father was like, "Okay, what can I give you?" And he said, "Oh, I just want, I'm traveling alone. I would need an assistant. And your son looks like very nice. So can you give me your son as assistant?" Mahadev Pandit was like, "Oh my God, you can ask anything, but not that." But eventually, he had to agree to the request. So that's a bit the culture. Also, Lord Chaitanya, he also accepted a spiritual master. He accepted Ishvarapuri. Lord Krishna accepted a spiritual master, Sandipani Muni. And Lord Krishna went to Gurukul. We have these informations about Lord Krishna, who is the Supreme Person. He's going to Gurukul. And there Sandipani Muni is teaching him, "Okay, this is how you dance, this is military art, this is this art, this is..." Okay. So that's not so much because Krishna needs, because he doesn't need anything. He doesn't need to learn, you know, like, what can he learn? Because he knows everything. But he's giving an example about how we can act. And that, one example is that we have to accept a spiritual master. We have to accept the guidance of someone who is more qualified than we are. You have also in Christianity the example of Lord Jesus Christ, who went to John the Baptist to be baptized, and John the Baptist was also in this mood, like, "Come on, you are the Son of God, and you want me to baptize you?" And he said, "Yes, yes, we have to follow the process." So it's more or less same idea. I mean, it's somehow lost in Christianity, but yeah, that's the idea that. Because there's so many people nowadays who said, "I don't need a guru. No, I am my own guru. Oh, I know everything because I'm directly connected with the universe." So yes, you have Lord Ramachandra who needs a guru. You have Lord Chaitanya who needs a guru. You have Lord Krishna who needs a guru. And these rascals, they don't need a guru because they are too advanced. Anyway, so that's one part of the example. Second part is about worshipping himself. So we see Lord Ramachandra is worshipping himself. And Srila Prabhupada immediately gives the principle behind this, because you have it's good to when you have rules to understand the principles, because sometimes we get stuck in the rules without understanding the principles. And even His Grace Mahatma Prabhu said that many times, I think he said or someone else, that many times in Krishna consciousness movement we get stuck in some rules, and we don't think why. Why do we do this? No, and we have the answer like, because we always have done this that way, which is not an answer. I mean. We should have a better answer than that. The answer is, what's the principle behind? Why do we do it like that? And sometimes maybe we can see that what we were doing 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago is not applicable anymore. You know, like we can... to give an example, like Srila Prabhupada introduced this Sunday feast. It was not, it's not in the Shastras that it has to be Sunday, you know. Like, no, it was just some practical consideration. Okay, people usually go on Sundays to the church, so they can come to the temple. They are not working on Sunday, so they have more time. So probably if Monday was the day, if Sunday was a working day and Wednesday was the day off, he would have made a Wednesday feast. No, I don't know, you know, like just you have to see the principle. What do you want to achieve? There's fixed things and then there's many things. And you have to understand the principle behind, not so much the rule. So it's not the rule. Like in many, Srila Prabhupada had a Sunday feast at a certain hour. And you can be sectarian, like Srila Prabhupada had the sign feast at 5 o'clock, so we should have it at 5 o'clock. No, different psychologies, different places. Devotees have signed the feast at different times. Just some example. But the idea is to understand the principles behind the rules, not just the rules. If you just understand the rule, you become very stiff, you know, and very... It's not so good. Then Srila Prabhupada attacks really this conception that, okay, Lord Ramachandra was worshipping himself, Krishna was worshipping himself, so I should also worship myself, no? Because it's in the Shastra, so we have Shastric's example, so we understand that we also have to worship ourselves, no? And so, actually, this conception is very widespread, but it's demoniac, because it's maybe I'll skip this. But the idea is that where it comes from a wrong understanding that I'm God in some way. You know, which is Srila Prabhupada calls this the last snare of Maya, last trick of Maya, but it's quite widespread. Though it's not, I mean, if you think from a logical perspective, it doesn't make any sense. And Srila Prabhupada really attacks it many times. It really doesn't make any sense. Like, but you have these people. They have. I mean, I met them. I was reading in the beginning. I was reading Bhagavatam. I said, "There's these people that think they are God." I was like, "Come on! How can you be that stupid?" And then you go out, you meet, you go on Sankirtan, you meet different spiritual groups, and they're like, "I am God." You're like, "Really?" And then Prabhupada gives many examples. Like, "Okay, you're God. Can you show me the universal form? This, which is the criteria given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita." Can you tell me what's behind this wall? We have this wall. What's behind? I don't know. Anyone can tell me? Okay, so if you can't tell me, then you're not God. So yeah. Then you have many examples. And then Mayavadi says even they have this explanation that you are God, but you are covered by Maya. So you have to meditate and remember you are God. So you're, Srila Prabhupada counteracts this in some places. He says, okay, then if you're covered by Maya, this means Maya is stronger than God. So what kind of God is this, which is not all powerful? So anyway, this is a quite common philosophy, more common than we would think. So the principle, of course, is not that we have to worship ourselves. The principle is that we have to worship Krishna. That's the idea. That's the example of Lord Ramachandra. That's the example of Lord Krishna. And the yagya in the age where Lord Ramachandra was living was they were doing yagyas. So he was doing yagya, and for whom? For himself, because he happened to be God. But we should also do yagya for Lord Ramachandra, not for ourselves. So that was the yagya in that age. In this age, of course, yagya is Sankirtan yagya. So the example is Lord Chaitanya is worshipping himself by chanting Hare Krishna. So we should follow in Lord Chaitanya's footsteps, and also worship Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. While Lord Ramachandra is doing this, because that's the duty of a king. You have this Varnashrama system, which there is a principle behind. There's a form, but there are some principles behind. And the principle is that everyone should worship Vishnu. That's the idea of the whole Varnashrama. And that everyone is under the guidance of Lord Vishnu. That's the principle. Because you have Daiva Varnashrama and you have Asura Varnashrama. Asura, also the divine Varnashrama, and you have Asura Varnashrama, which is demoniac Varnashrama. Demons also have Varnashrama. In demoniac planets, they have Brahmanas, and they have kings. I don't know. I didn't find so many references about Vaishyas and Shudras. Probably they had. They're also studying Shastras. They are studying. They are studying. Like Prahlad Maharaj is going to Gurukul. Prahlad Maharaj is the son of the king, and he goes to the Gurukul, and he's taught by the Brahmanas. But what are they teaching him? No, they are teaching him from the Shastra, yes. But only some parts about politics, which Prahlad Maharaj really doesn't like. And eventually their philosophy, like you have Hiranyakashipu, who at his the death ceremony of his brother, Hiranyaksha, he's giving a big speech about the soul and karma and this, you know. Like if you read this speech of Hiranyakashipu, you're like, wow, oh my God, this is good, really good, Vedic, completely perfect, you know. And then he says, okay, this being said, let's kill Vishnu. That's actually their philosophy. So that's, and then you have Shukracharya, who's instructing Bali Maharaj when Vamanandev comes, like, don't give anything to Vishnu, don't surrender to Vishnu. This is Vishnu. Vishnu will try to take everything from you. Don't give anything to Vishnu, don't have anything to do with Vishnu. So that's Asura Varnashrama. You have Brahmanas who knows the Shastra, who know the Shastra, who have powers, but the principle is don't have anything to Vishnu. And you have Daiva Varnashrama, where the principle is that everyone is somehow worshipping Vishnu. So that's why they generally they do big yagyas, So then they have Brahmanas, they have Kshatriyas who collect, and then you have Vaishya who give something, and you have Shudras who do something. So everyone in some way is involved in the service of Krishna. That's the principle of Varnashrama. It's not so much, and the form is also important, but more important is the principle. So, because Srila Prabhupada also wanted Varnashrama in this age. Yes, it's true. But first thing we should understand about Varnashrama is what is the principle. So the principle is that we want to organize in such a way that everyone is under the guidance of someone who knows Shastras more than them. Ultimately, where everyone is under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada. And everyone is engaged in performing devotional service. That's the point. That's the whole idea of the organization. And this can be in the devotee society and even in the society at large. Some people who cannot practice devotional service can help somehow that to some services indirectly. Like they don't know, but they. So that's the idea, that's the difference between Daiva Varnashrama and Asura Varnashrama. It's not so much about the form, like today in India they have this form, but they forgot what's the principle, what are we doing here. So here we have Lord Ramachandra, who is a king, he's a manager. Nowadays they are managers. So the duty of the managers is to make sure that everyone is worshipping Vishnu. Yeah. The duty of the president, according to the Shastra, the duty of the president, of course, they have also this duty, they are providing the material needs of everyone, of course. But the main duty of the president is to make sure that everyone is chanting Hare Krishna. Yeah, that's... So the police should stop people when they go to work in the morning and say, "We stop you. Hello, okay. Hello. Your papers, please. Yes. Look, I have papers. Good. How many rounds you chanted today? just four. I will. I promise, policeman. I will chant at lunch more 8 rounds and then 4 in the evening. Okay. You have books at home? Srila Prabhupada books? What books you have? Well, I have 2 small books. No. You gotta get you have Bhagavatam set? No. You don't have? Okay, you have to get it. It costs you 200 euros. Show it. We have just this here in the police car. We have Bhagavatams, just in case someone is going to work without having a Bhagavatam set. Yeah, so that's the duty, you know. That's the duty. So management in Daiva Varnashrama means that you make sure that everyone is engaged in devotional service. They are chanting their rounds. They are reading Srila Prabhupada's books. They are following the principles. So that's management, and also that everyone is under the protection of Brahmanas, of real Brahmanas. So then the question is, where do we find these Brahmanas? And the good news and the bad news is that we are supposed to be those Brahmanas. Srila Prabhupada wanted that everyone coming in this movement gets qualified to become a Brahmana. That means that we have to study Srila Prabhupada's books, that we have to follow the process, and so on. So, that's some ideas we learn from the example of Lord Ramachandra, that management means that we have to accept the guidance of someone superior. Someone who knows what Krishna wants better than us, which can be quite hard sometimes. And that management means how to make sure that everyone is engaged in devotional service. That's the purpose of management. That's the type of management Lord Ramachandra does. Okay, so I'll stop here. If there are some concerns, complaints, questions. Okay, if not, thank you so much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.